Provocation should no longer be a legal defence against a murder charge. That's the conclusion from a report by the South Australian Law Reform Institute. This includes the gay panic defence, where murder could be downgraded to manslaughter if the defendant felt threatened, even in a non-violent situation. Dr. David Plater authored the report, and he explained the idea of the gay panic defence to The Wire's Chris Dastoor.
If you make a non-violent gay advance at someone, and that person then flies into a murderous rage and loses control and kills you, that is still capable in 2018 of constituting provocation so as to reduce murder to manslaughter. And it's been pointed out to us in our consultation, echoing a strong point made by Justice Kirby of the High Court in a controversial case called Green in the 1990s, that if every woman who was the victim of an unwanted advance from a male responded in a murderous fashion and killed him, the prisons would be very full. This was a outdated, controversial, offensive and simplistic view of human behaviour and very much at odds with modern social values and attitudes towards homosexuality, particularly now that we belatedly have recognised same-sex marriage.
So can you tell us a bit about the history of the law about why it existed in the first place?
Yeah, the law of provocation was designed in the late 1700s, early 1800s. This was a time, remember, when murder carried the mandatory death penalty. And it was very much designed with concepts of male honour. It was regarded as being justified provocation in four typical situations: to free a person who'd been unlawfully deprived of their liberty, in response to a grossly indecent assault, you see here the origins of the so-called gay panic defence, in defence of another, and most notably, when a male killed another male who'd committed adultery with his wife. So it's very much a product of a patriarchal society in the 1800s. It stems from an era where it was culturally acceptable to use violence in defence of one's honour.
Why is this specifically a SA law as well? And why has SA been held behind the rest of the country in that respect?
In fairness to say, I don't think you could say that South Australia has necessarily been this. This is an area of law that has been under quite rapid review and reform over the last 10 years. Several states in Australia have now recognised the inherent problems of the partial defence of provocation and have removed it altogether. Both the former government and the current government were waiting for the outcome of both the review that the Law Reform Institute was taking and also a separate review that was being undertaken by the South Australian Legislative Review Committee last year. So yes, though South Australia is the only jurisdiction that still has the gay panic as part of its law of provocation, there were understandable reasons why the government didn't wish to look at this space until both the South Australian Law Reform Institute had completed its report and also the South Australian Legislative Review Committee had completed its own report towards the end of last year in this issue.
Something that has to be taken on federally, or can it be just done in the state with SA?
This is a matter purely for the state. The Commonwealth has no authority in this area, so this is purely a matter now for the state government and the state legislature to come to any decision on changing the law.
Is it something that needs to be done in other states need to take follow, or are they at a level where it's kind of sufficient enough for the law to handle it?
All I would say is that with respect to the model that was used in Queensland, the Queensland model says that they have retained the law of provocation as a partial defence, but have said that a non-violent sexual advance cannot amount to provocation unless it's of an exceptional nature. And with respect to Queensland, the view that we took in our report is that was a very unhelpful approach. It was obviously well-intentioned, but it's likely to cause more problems in practice than it will solve.
Because it seems pretty vague. What would be the threshold for that?
What was stated in the Queensland Parliament was, well, you'll know when it's exceptional, which doesn't. And we just said a label like that. One of the important things I should add on that note is that the current law of provocation is extremely complicated. Judges struggle to explain it to juries. Juries struggle to understand it, our research and consultation found. So one of the main themes of this report is we want to make the law clearer and more simple and straightforward for the public, for lawyers, for judges and for juries.
That's Dr. David Plater speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastoor.